This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adam Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Ooh, Aaron. Mm-hmm. What? Hold on. What is new about
There's
you?
Something different. What is going on?
I don't know. I think this is the only episode I've been properly caffeinated for.
That's not it. There's something else.
Did you get surgery?
Where is your arms?
I thought I'd just spice things up a little bit. I had someone take off my arms. And now I don't have arms.
Yeah.
And okay. Where are they? Where is arms?
Good question. It's anyone's guess. Oh. If you want to buy my arms signed by Adel and JPC, because I can't sign it anymore.
So we will sell both of Aaron's arms. I will sign one arm. Adel will sign the other arm.
Spoiler alert, neither of them are strong.
Who wants these weak-ass arms?
Ask me how many times I've worked out my arms.
How many times have you worked out your arms
once
this year?
Okay.
And what was the exercise?
But just so you know, this episode is coming out in 2019.
Oh, Sendero. I worked out zero times.
What was the one exercise you did?
My boyfriend has a gym in his building. And one day he's like, do you want to work out with me? And I was like, I do, but you should know that your attitude will change whether or not I work out with you ever again. Like, this is a make or break it. And he was like, well, it's arm day. And I went down and it was fine, but I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
And so to reiterate, what was the exercise you did?
Like arms.
Okay.
Like you hold weights and you go like this.
You know, for all you weightlifters out there, you got your four basic exercises. You got arms, you got legs, you got tum-tums.
Uh-huh. Tum-tums.
You have head, heart.
Clear eyes.
Clear eyes, can't lose.
Giving gifts.
Two-a-days.
Acts of service.
Oh, I'm sorry, these are love languages.
My love language is arms.
He had to keep going down in like the weights that I could do. Like he would just like hand me something and I'd start doing it. And then he would just like sigh very patiently and then just go get like smaller.
What does a patient sigh sound like? That sounds impatient.
Sounds like he thinks you're a fucking chore.
I think so. And he wouldn't be wrong. He wouldn't be wrong. Anyways, what's new with you? JPC works out all the time. JPC does push-ups.
JPC does push-ups, but JPC does not work out all the time. I think that one of the things that I want to do in 2019 is like better take care of myself. Because I go through like... What I do is I'm like addicted to this Fitbit, and my goal is 15,000 steps a day. And since I have like a dog, it's pretty easy to get that because I have to take her for walks all the time. But like that just means like the only physical activity I'm doing is lots of walks with my dog.
That counts.
You take a lot of vitamins. I know that about
you. I do take a lot of vitamins. And boy, does it make my pee something special.
List off those vitamins, pal. What are we doing? What are we taking?
We've got vitamin C. We have vegan fish oil, which is like omega-3 fatty acids.
Hold up. Fish oil vegan?
So it's not it's like omega-3 fatty acids. I think it's from like nuts of some sort.
Why do they call it fish oil still?
Because fish oil is like what omega-3. Like that's how you take...
Can you just call it omega-3?
I could, but doesn't everybody know fish oil?
What else?
I take a vegan multivitamin. I take magnesium. I take zinc. I take
B12.
I take B12.
I take B12.
Okay, it's good. It's good stuff.
Helps you in the morning, yeah.
I take, oh my God, B9, I think.
You're just playing bingo now.
Yeah, I'm playing bingo with my health. I know that every day I take 7 pills.
Wow.
Yeah. I started doing that last in 2018 and I didn't, I got sick way less because I'm like a sickly person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always sick.
You're like a little Victorian boy, like yes. always looking out the window.
Yeah. When will Papa come home from the war?
There's always blood in your kerchief.
We moved to the dry climate for my consumptive health problem. Yes, that is my life, and taking medicines, even if it's just like a psychosomatic thing, it really does help.
And if you were British, what would you be taking?
Vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the best.
So speaking of JPC, speaking of your pee being something special, you are OMP for this episode, Old Man Puzzies.
Yes.
Pretty good transition.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I did write it down and send it to you. So I did say, I'll tee you up with my pee. I'll give you the old TP and you give me the old OMP. Yes, I am Old Man Puzzles for this episode, which means I get to be the puzzle master.
You, Old Man Snuggles.
Aww. You have to be Old Man Snuggles this episode.
Honestly, for the wintertime, I'm Old Man Snuggles for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a winter bay.
Nest, nest, nest.
Nest, nest, nest. Dab on my haters' nests. Fortnite.
Dab on my haters' nests.
That's like the...
Snug on my haters' nests.
Snug on my haters' nests. And by nest, I mean like the thermostat is your apartment. Connected to your Google Home. Shout out to Google Home, guys. I got a Google Home. I love it. All right. Ideally, I'm Old Man Puzzle, so I get to decide what we talk about. If you could pick an ideal sponsor for this show, they are listening. They will sponsor the show. They'll give us fantastic money. What do you pick?
My elementary school I went to growing up.
Oh, okay.
I want them to use some of the money that they would have ordinarily bought for books to sponsor them on the show.
Can you give a shout out to your elementary school?
Foster Elementary School in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Can you do a short, like a 15-second ad read for them, just so they get a taste of what they're going to be paying for?
Foster Elementary School, the playground used to give you splinters, but not anymore. Does Miss Dyrek still teach there? Because she was amazing. Back to you. I'm not good at that.
For me, it would be Patagonia.
Oh, yeah.
Not the clothing store, but the country.
What about you, JPC?
To me, it would be Soylent. You can see I'm drinking Soylent right now.
You have two bottles in front of you.
But not the product Soylent, which is the drinkable meal replacement food. Soylent Green, the movie. Mm-hmm. I would love them to sponsor the podcast. Get some more eyes on a movie that was made like 50 years ago that only people know as a reference point and no one's actually seen.
What's that blue flavor?
Oh, this blue flavor? This is a large dog's cum.
Oh.
Why don't you take a sip? Why don't you take a sip of us? Take a sip and give us that slogan.
Take a sip of us?
Why
a sip of
do us. I bother? Why?
Take a sip and give us that Soylent slogan to try and win him over.
You just called it dog's cum. I'm never going to do
That's
it.
A big dog's cum.
Oh, my God. And that right out the window.
If you can't hang with the big dog's cum, stay on the porch cum.
The thing about Soylent is they have lots of different flavors, and it all just tastes like a big dog's cum.
No, it tastes good.
It does taste good. So I got some. They sent me some strawberry by mistake because I order like in bulk and they accidentally sent me a box of strawberry. So I made people at my office taste it. And people have seen me drink this for like 7 months and people taste it and they're like, that's not bad. And I was like, yeah, it's not bad. It's fine. It's great. I like it.
Do you guys want to hear my slogan for Patagonia, the country?
Yes. Yeah.
Patagonia, we have penguins.
Is there a question mark? I love a question mark in a slogan.
Land of a Thousand Lakes?
Because they're surprised.
We decided this and we still aren't confident?
We're free or what? Okay, cool. Let's break into some warm-up riddies and fuzzies.
I like that Old Man Snuggles is doing warm-up riddles.
Ooh, warming up.
Yeah.
Because you're warming us up.
Snuggle, snuggle.
I'm doing some snorm up smibbles.
I'm one of the snug little bugs.
Aaron's a little bit of a snug bug.
I'm sort of a snug little bug.
So I'm Old Man Snug Bug.
For listeners who can't see, Aaron is miming wrapping her hands around herself, but since she has no arms.
I have no arms.
She's just wriggling.
Snug worm now.
Snug worm. Nom, 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 nom. Hashtag snug worm. if you're in for the winter, hashtag snug worm. Mm-hmm. Write at us to let us know.
Maybe if you are bored, maybe just draw some fan art of all of us as snug bugs. Armless snug bugs.
Oh, I want to be a little ladybug with a blanket with a cup of tea.
Call your insect. Aaron's a ladybug. I am a grasshopper.
Praying mantis.
That's so similar to
a
grasshopper.
You're more of a brown recluse.
You're like a spider. You're like the spider from James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, you're a brown recluse.
Okay. Yeah, I would also say that I don't want anyone to do fan art with me without my arms because that's literally the only thing that people talk about. how many pictures of us.
How many listeners do you think are going to tweet at me saying it's not Brown Recluse, it's Brown Recluse?
Well, now?
I guess. I'm going to guess 1,500.
How many people do you think are going to tweet at us and say you took 100,000 years to read a riddle? Because they get mad and madder and madder at us.
So, yeah, that's true. That's,
we love our fans, but they don't love us.
They don't.
I think they live to correct us.
I think maybe 30% of our fans like us. They're wrong. The 30% that like us are wrong.
That's true.
But hey, speaking of fans that like us, we get a lot of riddle submissions, and a lot of them, sometimes people submit riddles that we've already done or versions of riddles that are like very close to things that we've already done, so we really can't use them. But sometimes people give us very specific riddles, and this is a special warm-up riddle edition where Ashley Miller, I hope you don't mind me reading your name, Ashley, you never mentioned in your email that you would like me to, so I just did, tweeted in some warm-up riddles. These are all winter-themed warm-up riddles, so I thought I'd change it up a little bit and give these warm-up riddles at the top of the show. Ashley, thank you so much, and I'm glad that she said, in my quest to have you read one of my riddles on the podcast. So your quest is complete. Enjoy your retirement. You are no longer a riddle adventurer.
Ashley Miller, set your goals higher. You achieve this easily.
Very easy. Easy to get me to read. Okay, ready for this?
Yes.
Who is a Christmas tree's favorite singer?
Christmas tree's favorite singer is Dean Martin.
Okay, I will need an explanation for that answer.
Dead stop.
Dean Martin?
Here's the explanation. Dean Martin, first name Dean. Of course, there is Dean's Milk. Now, milk comes in several types. Yep. You have 2%
several types.
Skim. Skim rhymes with trim. What do you do to a tree? You grow it. Dean Martin.
Hashtag Chris Pine.
Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Dead stop.
Star Trek singer.
He doesn't sing, but maybe he sings sometimes in pine trees or Christmas trees.
So I will say I know the answer to this riddle, and you are closest with Chris Pine in that tradition. So if you can think of any other, like maybe tree-based something
Christmas.
Birch Bacharach.
Birch Bacharach is also very good. Birch Bacharach sings Christmas songs sometimes.
Ornament Jones.
And that's a play on whose name?
Oh, I have it. I got it. I got it. I have the answer.
What
I know
is it?
I know it.
Okay, so.
Ready?
Yeah.
Toby Reith. Country music star Toby Reith.
Okay, a Reith is not a tree.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin is better. Also, but wreaths aren't trees. This is tree related.
Well, wreaths are a type of tree.
Star.
I'm sorry, dead stop again.
Wreaths grow in the wild. If you go to certain forests in the Pacific Northwest, wreaths grow naturally.
The only place that wreaths grow naturally is in a coral wreath, which is a Christmas themed scuba school that I want to start.
Here's all my money. Take all my money.
Please come to Coral Reef. It's in Florida for the holidays. The snow buddies come down and they go to Coral Reef.
Erin is pushing her money across the table with her face.
Please.
Too many pennies. Who cares about this many pennies?
Me.
Can we get a hint?
Yes, I gave you your hint. It's tree related.
It wasn't Ornament Jones.
No, it's a famous singer and there is a tree pun in the name. Famous singer, tree
Leaf.
Pun in the name. Yes, you're so close.
Leif Erikson.
Yes, Leif Erikson. That's the famous singer.
Needle. Leaf. Needle.
It's a type of tree. So it's not
branch?
Like it's birch. Not like pine. Oh, I guess. Yeah. No, it's not birch. Birch Bacharach.
Evergreen.
Birch Bacharach was the closest one. Birch Bacharach, I think, works as an answer to this.
So let's go through some trees.
Yes.
And you give us wide eyes or small eyes.
Okay.
If we're close, you give us wide eyes.
For the listeners, you're going to love this.
Well, I'll just say wide eyes, small eyes.
Pine.
Small eyes.
Leaves.
Small eyes.
Trunk.
Small
sap.
Eyes. No.
It's a type of tree. Palm.
Small eyes.
Apple.
Coniferous.
Oh, I don't have any idea if this is a coniferous tree.
Conifer Russell Brand.
Conifer Russell Brand.
Someone draw that.
Jenna Conifer Lee. Wait,
ooh, that's great.
Conifer Lee.
That's very good.
I think I give up.
Okay.
I want the tree, and then I'll guess.
Should I give you a hint with the singer?
Yes.
Give us the tree, and we'll guess the singer.
Or give us a
okay. The
a
tree.
Song.
The tree is spruce.
Spruce Springsteen. who I'm going to see. Well, this will release in 2019, but late in December I saw on Broadway.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
How was it?
It was amazing.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I think Birch Baccarat is also a very good, very clever thank you response so much. To that.
I want to see a Broadway show. It's been a hot second since I've seen a Broadway show.
Usually I go 2 or 3 times a year and just go see like 3 or 4 Broadway shows.
That's so smart. Well, thanks for the invite.
Okay.
Well, if you ever want to go.
It's too late. I'm busy
that
day.
But you're a
bit of a chore. We are going to see a scene right now. Adel, you have tickets to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. I will break in.
Sorry, I have tickets to see who?
Bruce Springsteen. Who? You will have tickets?
Spruce.
No, you have. Hold on, let me finish.
These tickets say Spruce Springsteen. I've been fucked.
You have tickets to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway shortly before the show. I break in to let you know that Bruce is sick and there is a replacement. Aaron, you will be playing the replacement, correct?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Yes, 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 yes.
Just to let everyone know, Bruce Springsteen is a little sick, and there will be an understudy for this evening.
What? The Ladies whole show is one man.
Please welcome Spruce Springsteen.
They just carted out a tree.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't.
What are you doing?
Tomorrow.
Hold
Broadway.
Up. Sorry, what everyone. Tomorrow? Everyone. Am I crazy? They just. On a dolly, they just brought out a tree. The tree said hello and then launched into a song that's not even a Springsteen song. Shut the fuck up.
You're ruining Spider-Man. Turn off the dark.
How do you turn off the dark?
I'm trying to find out.
There is a castle on a cloud.
No.
Okay.
That might be my favorite improv scene I've ever done. I just got to scream and yell no.
The one that you yelled no for.
What's that from? Is that Les Mis?
That's the worst song from Les Mis, and I'll fight anyone who says otherwise.
I did a parody of that in a sketch one time, which was it was like for a Halloween candy parody. And it was, there is some candy in a bag. And that's all I remember.
How'd that show do?
it was one of those really bad shows.
Can we check it out online? Is it on Vimeo?
Oh, I'm sure it was for the people in the room. By the people in the room, I mean the performers doing the show. Okay. Where does a snowman keep his money?
So these aren't riddles.
These are
as much as they are winter puns.
Where does a snowman keep
for a
his
holiday
money?
That's already passed?
Winter is not a holiday.
Yes, it is.
But
the way I do it, it is.
His purse, his wallet,
his
bank account.
Oh, he keeps them. He keeps. Wait, where's
he has frozen assets?
Yes, yes.
You're joking.
I mean, I'm joking, but that's good.
Where does the snowman keep his money?
Yeah, so he doesn't. He has frozen assets
in his snowbank.
Perfect answer. In a snowbank. The correct answer is in a snowbank. The better answer is his assets have been frozen.
I guess I'm sort of a funny person. I guess I'm sort of one of those funny people.
So Pixar, if you're listening and you need someone to punch up a script,
Joss
Whedon, get Aaron Keefe.
That's my goal in life.
What if Aaron took over all of Joss Whedon's work?
People would be so mad.
Whatever's on his 2019 calendar, they're like, give it to Aaron.
Okay, here's what we need. JPC, you and I are Pixar execs.
Okay.
Aaron, we've brought you in to record a new character for a new Pixar movie. Right. And we just want to have you get in the studio and lay down some lines.
Sure.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Of course, we're very excited to have you for the role. So the role for this, her name is Cynthia, and she's a cowgirl. So this is a Wild West-themed Pixar movie.
So it's not like Jessie, the cowgirl from Toy Story? The second cowgirl
It's not at all.
No, it's not.
We're
like
very original. Everything we do is original.
Yeah, I'm okay. John Lasseter.
And okay. I'm the other guy.
Yeah.
Brad Bird.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was saying, the role is of a fish. Her name is Diana, and she is a fish.
Oh, it's sort of like a Finding Nemo.
Fuck. We?
No. We could save this.
We've done everything. Oh, screwed. What's something we haven't done? Oh, you're a star in the night sky. Have we done that?
No, we haven't done that.
So this movie is all about, we've already written it, and it's amazing.
Okay.
So it's all about astronomy. You are the North Star. Mm-hmm. No, you're a star in the Little Dipper, and you want to get to be in the Big Dipper, but you're young, and so you got to go through growing pains. So just read the lines I'm handing to you now, scrawled on a napkin, and here we go.
And I own a winery. I'm John Lasseter, and I do own a winery.
You're a toy, Buzz Lightyear. You're a toy.
Thank you so much.
What is? I can't even think of one line from a Pixar.
Well,
movie.
No, that was really good.
Put we that loved thing your, back where it came from, or so help me.
We loved your energy. I'm of course energy. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I'm John Lasseter.
Mm-hmm. Escape.
And of course, I'm dressed like the fashion designer from The Incredibles. Edna Mole.
And I'm John Lasseter. See. I do know that John Lasseter is an executive at Pixar. And I do know that he wears Hawaiian shirts and his family has a winery.
Well, maybe we can save this because this
is... Oh, because this is going to be really
this
good.
This is going to be saved? Should we put this in the
snowbank?
Well,
I was going to say, if you had got to voice one animal or inanimate object or something in a Pixar movie, what would you want? Would you want to be like a person or an animal?
I would want to be something inanimate. Like if I was in Toy Story, if I could be like the Speak and Spell or like some sort of like shitty robot.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is fun.
I guess if I had a choice, I would be in the whatever the leading role is that pays the most money.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. Sure.
For me. That's like for my choice. Aaron, what about you?
Like a chinchilla. Like a nervous, like a stressed out animal.
Yeah. Oh, here's what they love to do in Pixar. They love to have stressed out animals, and they also love to play with the juxtaposition of like they'll have, in I don't know if this is a real character, but in Finding Nemo, they'll have like a great white shark. But it'll be like, oh, I don't want to bite anyone.
Yeah.
I'm just a shark.
So Snagglepuss is a shark?
But they love to have like the juxtaposition of like, you should be this menacing thing, mm-hmm. but you're so tame.
Speaking of tame, nothing's more tame than the tame-ass taste of ginger. Why did the gingerbread man go to the doctor?
Because someone had eaten him.
Why did the gingerbread
out.
man
say out. Say
go
out.
To the doctor?
Out.
Why did the gingerbread man go to the doctor?
Because he was a little doughy and he was worried about diabetes.
So you, yeah, I guess that's one. That's
had
an answer.
Been cooked in the oven.
Excuse me, doctor, I've been cooked in the oven.
Does that make sense?
No, that's incorrect, Aaron.
Why did gingerbread man go to doctor?
To figure this out, I want to see a scene between the two of you.
That won't help, but
also,
sure.
Also, I know the answer.
Okay, good.
Yearly checkup.
GPC, yes. You're a gingerbread man.
Okay.
Adel, you're his wife. And you're going to the doctor and you just like feel like you're about to get some bad news.
I'm sorry. The wife is going to the doctor?
You're going to the
I'm
doctor.
I'm going to the doctor. Yeah.
Sweetie, I'm so worried about you.
And you're a human woman and this is a real.
Oh, I wanted to talk like the gingerbread man in Trek.
Oh, you can do that, but she's a human woman.
And I am a gingerbread
and
man.
And you're a gingerbread
gotcha.
Man.
Gotcha.
Sweetie, I'm so worried about you as a human woman. It's very concerning to have a gingerbread husband.
Okay, well, you knew what I was when you married me, okay?
Yeah. I know and I love you, but it's just when I put my finger to your pulse, it's as fast can be.
Look, I'm concerned. I don't know what's going on. Let's just...
And if I'm being honest, your icing's been a little thin when we have sex.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with my icing.
I'm just saying it's a little thin.
As gingerbread men age, the motility of the icing is important, and I still...
Let me turn off the radio of this disgusted woman.
Mr. Gingerbread?
Yes.
Sorry, we have, We got your test results back.
Oh, my
God. Sort of a good news, bad news type situation.
Oh, can we have the good news first?
Sure. Your fertility is fine.
Wait. Can you say the good news as if it's bad news? That'll help
sure.
us.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll help us immensely.
Your fertility is fine. Oh. The two of you should be able to have kids.
Oh, okay. What's the bad news?
You're super delicious, and we're going to have to eat you.
Oh, no.
Well, if you're going to have to eat me... The least I could do is make a little more frosting.
Ew.
You wanted to see the scene.
How many listeners did we lose?
We never had the listeners at all. What is the answer to this riddle, guys?
Why did Gingerbread Man go to doctor? Mm-hmm. Because is it something to do with like baking?
It's something to do with his composition. He was feeling.
He was feeling a little crispy. He was feeling a little baked.
Have you ever had a gingerbread cookie before?
His blood pressure had gum drop.
Something snapped. His vertebrae snapped.
Yes, his vertebrae snapped. This is
his vertebrae ginger snapped.
So you know when you eat it, sometimes
crumble. He had a crumble.
Crummy. He was
feeling
crummy.
He was feeling crummy. So he went to the doctor. All right, last one. How do you scale? Oh, this one sucks. Sorry, Ashley. How do you scare a snowman?
Cut off his snowballs.
Take him outside. Let him be outside where he's melting.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Put a magnifying glass
Yeah, I mean,
give him a hug.
That's essentially correct.
Who's scare a snowman? Frightsicles.
Yeah, it's frightsicles. The answer is you get a hairdryer.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's terrifying. But also, like, what are you bringing a hairdryer outside? Unless you bring in an extension cord, that ain't going to do nothing.
And with all that snow melting, you're going to electrocute yourself. Joke's on you, you're dead.
All right, Ashley, so joke's on you, you're dead. Thank you so much for sending in those warm-up riddles. Is everyone ready to get to some riddles?
Some what?
Some riddles.
I'm ready for some riddles.
I like riddles.
Yeah, so let's get to some of our warm-up riddles. But before that, let's take a quick break and hear from some of the sponsors.
Just like a gingerbread brand. Just like a gingerbread brand. We're going to take a break.
Take it all. Take that. That's all in. Keep all of that in.
No.
Let's take a break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, hits and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back with Aaron, the animated chinchilla.
I take a bath in dirt.
That's fun. I hope Pixar listens. Cool. So we are going to take a little return trip to Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes.
Oh, no.
You may remember these as being some of the worst bullshit in the fucking history of riddles. These are riddle books that were like published in the early 80s, I believe. They're very bad. And we are determined to work our way through these disastrous riddle books.
Just need to say, Early 80s, hurry down the chimney tonight. All right.
Okay. I don't know that you had to say that. So if you remember how we do these riddles, you can ask yes or no questions to get more information. Or if you're Addle, you can immediately say what you think the answer is and it's nowhere near the answer. Or if you're Aaron, you can do that in one shot. You can get it right exactly right the first time. And that was... Aaron did poop out a penny. Aaron was eating those pennies from the table. Aaron, put the pennies down and focus on eating the scorpions.
Wow, she popped out 8 more. They're all wheat pennies. What are the odds of that?
Am I on a podcast?
Okay, Sylvester, let me take this again. Okay, Kevin had just received a promotion in his company. To celebrate, Kevin and his wife invited his boss, his boss's wife, and a party of 70 in for dinner. A fire broke out during the party, and no one escaped from the room. In the morning, firemen found the bodies of only 5 people in the ruins. How did this happen?
Here's what I love. I love that somebody got a promotion. They're like, me, my wife, my boss, their wife, and 70 people. You're just going to have a bit of a soiree.
It could be like the company, maybe.
So they found 5 bodies in the
room. 5 bodies. 5 people.
5 people. In the ruins?
The bodies of 5 people in the ruins.
Can you read it one more time?
Kevin had just received a promotion in his company. To celebrate, Kevin and his wife invited his boss, his boss's wife, and a party of 70 in for dinner. A fire broke out during the party, and no one escaped from the room. In the morning, firemen found the bodies of only 5 people in the ruins. I realize what I hate about this book. They don't capitalize letters after periods.
Is like that what you hate about it?
That's what you hate?
Well, like, just reading it is infuriating because it's all lowercase. That sucks.
Well, also the content.
Oh, yeah.
So they want us to know how do firemen do their job?
Yeah, the question is how do firemen do their job?
How did this happen? So there's 74 people in the room. Fire breaks out. They only find 5 bodies. So we're missing 69 bodies. Ha, 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 69. No, wait.
No.
No, that's the answer. Ha ha ha, 69.
My wife.
My wife.
My boss.
My boss's wife.
My boss's wife.
In a party of 70.
And a party of 70. The party of 70 was the Donner Party. They ate each other. That's why they
maybe
only found 5 bodies.
It's
because 5 people ate 69 people. 8, 69, 69. Ha ha.
Why was 7 afraid of 8? 8, 69. 8, 69, 7, so dirty.
Maybe he is his own boss now. And his boss's wife is just his wife.
That's pretty
good. Ooh, maybe he's his own boss now. And his
I am my own wife.
Yeah. How does that explain only 5 people, though?
Also, just to backtrack slightly, if somebody can send some fan art of the letter, if somebody could send some fan art of the number 7 and the number 8, 69ing, oh.
And if that gets lost in the mail or doesn't quite make the send button.
Then email
button,
it.
No.
Yeah, I think email it to aaron.troubleandparakeets. Your email address is aaron.troubleandparakeets, right?
Very true. It's very expensive.
I've got 2 tickets to
So this, first of all, this sounds like a really fun party.
Well, no. People die.
Oh, that's what I meant. Okay, so also, how did the fire start? Was it candles? Was it a hair straightener?
I will say that that's not important, and you have yet to ask me a yes or no question.
Wait. Okay, here we go. Was the fire started by trying to scare a snowman with a hairdryer?
Yes.
Perfect. Was the fire started by one of the people in the party?
It does not matter.
I know
the
answer.
Were the 70 guests people? Ooh.
Were the 70?
They were snowmen. They melted. That's why there was only 5 bodies. Let 5 bodies hit the floor.
This is no longer a winter-themed riddle. So divorce yourself from that possibility. Aaron, can you ask me that question again?
Were the 70 guests people?
I do need you to ask me a more specific version of that question. I can't really answer that question.
Were the 70 guests humans?
They were cardboard cutouts. The party was
here's the question
was Macaulay Culkin with cardboard cutouts on strings trying to make the wet bandits
dirty animal. Everyone who attended the party was a human. Yes.
So that's
70.
That's 74.
Not, but answer my question. You have to answer yes or no to my question. Were the 70 guests people?
So I can't answer yes
Why?
Or no to that question. So that's part of it. You have to ask a different question because you're assuming too much information in that
Did
question.
Did anyone spontaneously combust?
No.
Was the person who got the promotion the same as the boss?
No.
Were they not actually at the party? Were they like...
No. Everyone listed was at the party.
Was the boss and the guy who got promoted married to the same person?
No.
they were in the one, like two, the four, five people were in one room and the other people were in a different room.
No, they were all in the same room.
Were the 70 guests actually a Russian nesting doll?
No.
Am I close?
No.
The 70 guests were firefighters.
No.
70 guests were not people.
Wait. Couldn't they just have burned up into ash and you don't find their bodies?
You would have found their remains. But yeah, I mean, technically, yes.
But they don't even say bodies.
They do say bodies. Firemen found the bodies of only five people in the ruins.
Gotcha. How did this happen?
The guests aren't people.
I will read the one part that I think is the... This is my hint for you. This is the part that has the answer in it.
Okay.
To celebrate, Kevin and his wife invited his boss, his boss's wife, and a party of 70 in for dinner.
A party of 70 what?
Party of 70.
I can only answer yes.
Somebody, it was one person, and they legally changed their name to Party of 70 because they were a big Party of Five fan, but they love to do things to the 14th degree.
Yeah, no, but that's the closest you've been.
Oh, it's a 70-year-old man.
Yes.
Party of 70.
It is a Party of 70.
It's a septuagenarian.
Answer, there were never more than five people there, the man, his wife, his boss, his boss's wife, and the Party of 70, an elderly relative.
Hmm.
The trick was that it was a relative.
It's all relative. Everything's relative.
That's what I say when someone riddle. Calls me brother.
Let's rank this riddle. Okay. I would give this riddle an F for fire.
Well, so, yeah, that's great. Now, that is the end. That was the last riddle in Nathan Levi's
Stories. Oh, you hate
Levi's
to hear that. Well, let's rip it up.
With Holes Volume 1. I also have Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes Volume
don't.
2.
Why are you like this?
The thing about these is he did 20 volumes of these.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that we're pot committed, we need the other 18.
We only have three. This business went out of business sometime in the 80s. I tried to do some online
did
searching.
They go out of business or were they like sued by... Human race.
Human. I tried to do some research on who this person is or what this thing was.
Is it like a Lemony Snicket situation?
It seems like this person spent years of their life compiling these stupid things. And if anyone can point me in the direction of Nathan Levi from Hightstown, New Jersey.
Sounds like we're about to go on an adventure.
NL Associates, Inc. is no longer an incorporated company in New Jersey. So I don't know how to find this person. We would love to have him on the show.
Here's what I want to see. Before we get into this terrible next chapter of garbage, I want to see a scene where, Aaron, you are hosting some sort of event. JPC, you are a caterer. And I want there to just be mass confusion in the way you talk in terms of if you say I'm having a party of 70 and you mean one person.
Okay, gotcha.
You're fucking up everything. So I just want there to be some terrible game of telephone going on.
Sure. What is this?
Oh, those are the hors d'oeuvres that you ordered.
What?
Those are the hors d'oeuvres that you ordered?
Okay, I'm having a party of 70 over, so I'm going to need 18 birthday cakes, but a turkey dinner for one. And what are these?
This is 18 birthday cakes. Birthday cakes for teens. and eight.
Yeah, I don't even know what any of these references are in the cake. Like, what's this one?
Oh, that's Dab on My Hater's Graves Fortnite.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like a thing teens actually say. That sounds like what a deranged 29, almost 30-year-old man thinks.
Technically 30
say.
Now. Technically 30 now, but yes. This one says Flossie McPop. Flossie with my posse.
Okay, so have you met a teen recently?
These are 18 cakes. These were cakes.
For teens.
No, cakes prepared by teens.
Okay, well, what's this one?
That one just says, do I make you horny, baby?
All right, well, then what's this one?
That one is a picture of Mr. T, and it says, I'm teed off.
All right, what's this one, then?
That is a picture of Calvin peeing on a adult.
All right, next one.
So this is number five.
Mm-hmm.
That one just says, water boy, bourbon bowl.
And this one?
That one says skateboard class.
And this one?
Middle school sucks.
And this one?
That one says down with teachers. And there's a crude picture of a teacher going down on a dog.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy, yes. I'm so sorry to bother you. We just got an order for five more cakes. Can you tell me what to put on them?
Oh, yes. Five More than cakes. This is going to say Church of Latter-day Skates.
Great.
This one is good. These are,
are these Mormon teens?
Mormon
now?
Teen cakes. That one is going to say Salt Lick My Ball City.
Great.
That one is going to say Mitt Romneyto.
fine.
Okay. That one's going to say, Call Me Daddy, Joseph Smith.
And one more.
That one's going to say, Get off your iPad and get on your golden tablet.
And my soul's released to heaven. Scene. Let's get into book two, baby.
Don't you ever fucking pimp me into lists. You know, I'm improv trained. I've got 15 years of this business.
I went to the Mormon church so much growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
My best friend, Julie, is Mormon. And in order for us to have sleepovers, I had to go to the Mormon church all the time.
And request that God allow you the ability to sleep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting.
In college, me and my buddy Mike used to call the Mormons on each other, because if you call the Mormons and give them your address, they'll show up with a one of their weirdo gun? Bibles. Oh. They'll show up with their Book of Mormon, and they'll deliver it to you by hand. And so we always used to do that. We would like be like, yeah, meet me at this time, and set up a call. And then they'd show up and be like, want to talk about Mormonism? And we'd be like, no. It was a fun prank.
Yeah, they're not human.
Mike? No, Mike certainly wasn't. No, I think all religion is equally bad. Let's go to another riddle. This one is titled The Hissing Sound. The hissing sound led to an investigation. The investigation led to the discovery of drowned parties. The investigator helped prevent future drowning and even greater loss. What happened?
I got it.
Okay. And Adel, this is great because you got it immediately, so mm-hmm. you're going to be correct on this, and this is one of your classic getting it right on the first tries. Let's hear it right now.
So I'll say the answer. You'll confirm that that answer was indeed correct, and we'll move on with our lives.
We'll both dab, and we'll both celebrate.
So what happened was, this is the Chamber of Secrets. It mm-hmm. got flooded with water. There's yep. a Basilisk-speaking Parseltongue,
yes.
Underwater.
This book is from the early 80s?
This book is from the early 80s.
Yeah, so it predicted Harry Potter.
I think actually this edition was published in 1990.
Okay, well, it's Parseltongue,
clearly.
Did
I tell you that I think I created Dumbledore before Harry Potter came out?
No, dead stop.
My parents are dead stop. The boy who dead stop.
Who is Dumbledore?
Aaron,
yeah.
Paul, you uh-huh. just claimed this uh-huh. is this is going to make...
History.
This is going to make Reddit front page.
This is herstory.
Uh-huh. Erin Keefe just claimed she created Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
I didn't, not his name. I got everything right except his name. What? So my pretend friend growing up mm-hmm. was a wizard named Wizzy. Mm. Hold on.
Okay. I've heard all I need to hear.
No, but he had an identical personality to Dumbledore. And then when my mom started reading me Harry Potter, I flipped out because I was like, they took it. He taught me magic. I went to his school that was behind. I had to walk around a tree in my neighbor's backyard three times to go see him.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, no.
Was he gay?
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely
then
gay.
Then that's Dumbledore.
Yeah, you just go outside, you walk around clockwise around the tree three times, and then he would join me, and then he would be like, this is how you do magic. And then he taught me how to control the weather.
Aaron, I don't know how to dead stop a dead stop. This is the deepest. This is like Inception.
Another deader stop.
Okay,
here's the thing. There weren't a lot of kids in my neighborhood my age.
So you invented a wizard who was ostensibly way older than you?
Yes, and my sisters were cooler and didn't want to play with me. So.
This is like biting into a piece of pie and there's a full pie inside of it. Like this this is the gift that keeps on giving.
This is like biting into a piece of pie.
Can someone grab me and Wizzy, just like a little girl with bangs, walking around a tree with a wizard?
But he's like a janky Dumbledore. So describe Wizzy before you knew what Dumbledore was or is. Mm-hmm. Describe Wizzy. Like you said, he had the same mirror traits.
Old man.
Like mischievous, jovial twinkle in his eye. Mm-hmm. Was in charge of a magic school and came and was like, you're not ready to go to magic school, so I'm going to teach you how to like control the weather and do magic things.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Sword in the Stone?
No, at that point I hadn't.
Because Dumbledore is basically Merlin.
Yeah, I think I maybe invented Merlin. after Merlin already existed.
Oh, no.
Anyways, what? But he just was dumb. He was very Dumbledore-ish.
So Wizzy taught you to control the weather.
And other things.
Can you still
and
do
make sure
that?
The Patriots won every time I watched them.
How did
you have a very important quest, Aaron. You must make sure the Patriots always win football.
Tom Brady will pass for 500 yards.
Until I was 18, I never saw the Patriots lose. Like every time I sat down to watch the Patriots, they won.
Well, even when they win, they lose.
Do you guys think that Tom Brady is one of Bill Belichick's horcruxes?
Yeah, he is. And also, he is definitely a problem. Tom Brady is like not a good guy, but one time when I was in third grade, I went to the Patriots parade in Boston and he mm-hmm. made eye contact with me.
Mm-hmm. Brady did or Belichick?
Brady did. And I swear to God, I hit puberty like right at that moment.
Did
I like became
pregnant?
A woman. I was like, oh my God, he's the most handsome. Anyways.
So how did you control the weather? What was the magic?
I this is going to sound stupid.
No.
So far, everything.
No.
I created Dumbledore, a wizard named Wizzy.
Okay,
he walked me around tree three times.
I was a lonely kid.
Now, this is going to sound so smart. But
no, I thought I could control local weather
Tom Brady looked at me and I hit puberty. Now, this is going to sound stupid.
You thought you could control local weather.
Yeah, I did not like globally, but I thought like, Aaron, you need to keep your emotions in check because when
11.
It rains, it's because you're not.
The weather's been all over the frickin' place today.
Hi,
in
I'm
Boston.
Scott Wally, and an 8-year-old girl made it rain again today.
Did Wizzy have a Boston accent?
No, he was Dumbledore.
Was he British?
He was British.
Wow.
Was he like the Michael Gambon Dumbledore or the other? Or
the first one.
What was that guy's name?
Richard Harris?
Yeah. Yeah. I regret telling you this.
Okay, so we have to see a scene.
Oh, no.
With Aaron as young Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you're going to be Tom Brady.
Okay.
And I'm going to be Wizzy.
Also, I had Harry Potter glasses.
Doesn't what does
matter.
That mean?
Like the shape of Harry Potter's glasses.
Well, that's just round glasses.
Okay. Wow. What was the scene I wasn't listening?
You're going to be you.
As
young.
A young girl.
I'm going to be Wizzy. Mm-hmm. And JPC's going to be Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait for this to be a reoccurring segment.
Okay.
Oh, and three. I've walked around the tree three times. Hey.
Aaron, it's me, Wizzy.
Where's your British accent?
What do you mean? I have a British accent inherently. Try one of my fizzy Wizbees.
Okay.
These are called Wizzy's Fizzy Wizbees.
Hello? Hi.
Oh, I've tied up Tom Brady.
You brought me Tom Brady?
Yes. Because
Wizzy.
I know you'll find him handsome and you can control the weather by getting wet.
Oh, I'm a kid.
That's a kid.
Uh-oh.
That's a freaking kid.
Never mind. I take it all back.
Oh, Wizzy.
Let me magic this away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aaron, I want to teach you something special.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if you pull off the tape and kiss Tom Brady, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to apparate.
Okay. Tom Brady, hi. Do I have permission to kiss you, handsome but problematic man who definitely cheated that one time and has really problematic political views?
Oh, wait, I took the tape off. That's just how he talks.
dude, Donald Trump is good president.
Yes, he's dumb as shit.
I eat poop.
Never mind.
Aaron, no. What magic would you like to learn?
I have more to say.
Can you have it so I can make some friends in my neighborhood and I don't have to ride my bike alone all over the neighborhood and talk to myself all the time?
Oh, sweetie.
No, I'm fine.
No,
oh,
you're
I'm
not.
Fine. Oh,
Aaron,
I'm fine.
You are fine. It's me, Peyton Manning.
I get into fights with my sister just so she'll talk to me.
There's no one fucking listening to me a Peyton Manning.
Oh, Peyton Manning, no one cares.
Hey, it's me, Eli Manning.
Oh, people care less.
I'm the plucky young bro. Oh.
I think
it's me. I think there's a third Manning.
Yeah, I think he's an architect.
Yeah, I'm an architect.
Hi,
it's
I'm
me.
Drew Brees.
It's me, Rex Manning from the movie
Empire Records. I love that movie. Not on Rick Manning Day and scene.
Aaron,
oh, yes.
No scene yet. It is me, Cold the Horse. The Who? Evil wizard Cold Horse.
Who is that?
Fuck?
You created me.
Did I?
I am them who shall not be named. But my name is Cold the Horse.
Oh, I see. I see how what happened here. Well.
Wow,
Wizzy,
you defeat
kid,
me.
Wizzy, get him. Or no, I'm going to make the weather rain on you.
Yes, Aaron, use the weather to make it rain on Cold Horse.
Rain, rain, rain. Sadness, sadness in my body. Little kid sadness. A very specific kind of sadness. You're little kid melancholy. Go!
You're just pushing $1 bills on me.
See. All right, so do you have the answer?
Yeah, that was a way too personal of a thing that I just put in the world. Okay.
Aaron, I'm sure if we all have fucked up stupid stuff from our childhoods, we'll share it eventually.
That was really cool.
The hissing sound. The hissing sound is...
Flat tire. The hissing sound led to an investigation. The investigation led to the discovery of drowned parties. The investigator helped prevent future drowning and even greater loss. Nothing about the things that you said.
I'm going to ask some yes or no questions. Was the hissing sound a flat tire?
No.
Was the hissing sound a gas leak?
No.
Was the hissing sound a snake?
No.
Was the hissing sound... A hysterectomy.
No. Hysterectomy. That's parcel tongue for hysterectomy.
You're just elongating the...
You don't speak parcel tongue.
Was the hissing sound... Did it come from a person?
No.
Like, boo, hiss.
No. It's not a cartoon person.
Led to an investigation of underwater... Of drowned bodies?
Parties.
Drowned
parties. Are parties people again?
No.
Is drowned parties... Is drowned their last name?
No. And they're not people.
Is it Drowning Pool?
Yes, it's the band Drowning Pool.
Oh, so it's not people who are drowning.
No. Drowned parties is not people.
Drowned parties is not people.
Are they plants?
No.
And the hose is the hissing sound and it's on and
gas
all the
tanks?
Plants are being drowned?
No. No.
Hiss.
No to both of you.
What else hisses?
You were closest with hose, Aaron.
Fire hydrant.
No.
Hose.
No.
Sink.
No.
Shower.
No, but think of where else water is.
Ocean.
Water.
No.
On earth. Water in house.
No.
Water in body.
Water in house. Yes.
Water in body.
Water in house.
Water.
Heater.
No.
Water everywhere.
What takes
but not
the water to the
a
heater in the dream. House?
Pipes.
Pipes.
Pipes. Pipes.
Yes.
Pipes. Burst pipe.
Yes. The hissing sound was a burst pipe.
Drowned rats.
Crack pipe.
Close.
Drowned mice.
No.
Drowned gerbils.
Smaller.
Cockroaches.
Drowned mini mice.
Yes.
A pipe burst and there's drowned cockroaches? Why would I fucking care about any of this?
So this
they
is
have families and loved ones.
No.
Excuse me.
It says no. They don't. No one loves them.
That's not true. That's everyone is lovable.
Good, Aaron. That's right. Even cockroaches have families.
Where is your British accent?
Never forget Wizzy.
No, it actually says in this book that cockroaches don't love. They're actually hashtag no love. They just down to fuck. They just fuck around. Cockroaches are fuck boys.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next, cockroaches.
Oh, teens. Okay. Is that, we got it right? That's the whole thing?
So you got a part of it right. It was the hissing sound was a drowned, was a pipe. The drowned parties were bugs. But the investigator helped prevent future drowning and even greater loss.
Because the bugs were pregnant and the babies died?
It was an exterminator.
No.
The guy who does the pipes.
Yes,
plumber.
And the even greater loss that he prevented, they prevented?
Water loss.
Yes, he prevented more water from being lost.
He got saved all the cockroaches out.
He saved the life of all the cockroaches.
Home value.
Yes.
Home value.
The hissing sound was a widening leak in a basement pipe. The drowned parties were bugs covered by the leaking water. The discovery of the leak saved the basement from being damaged by the flood. Aren't you all proud of yourselves for getting the riddle right?
Yes.
You'll clue
not,
crew.
Not this one.
All right, if you can help us find Nathan Levy, we all have some... He's got a
books
lot to answer
3
for.
3 through 20, yeah.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Yes, Aaron, please.
I think I really like bad riddles. Like, those to me are somehow more satisfying. I know they fill you, listeners, with a rage, but the thing about good riddles is they... When you do too many of them in a row... Your brain is like used to listening to certain things.
Yeah.
Like this one is like a pull apart the words riddle. This one is like a diversion riddle.
Yeah.
So I feel like bad riddles often don't do a correct format, and those are the ones that are actually surprising to me.
We should also
point.
Mention, and I feel like we've said this before, but we plan on doing this podcast for a long time, and there are
thousands of years.
There are 12 good riddles in
the
world.
Oh yeah.
So
and they're all in The Hobbit.
We egg. That's one of them.
Yeah, time, egg,
we,
history.
Bubble, cloud. We have to sometimes do bad riddles.
No, we have to always do bad riddles. The other thing about bad riddles is they even the frickin' playing field, because even you people out there that are so good at riddles can't get the bad riddles because they're impossible.
And I think also, here's my other theory about riddles. I think that they're only good if you hear like one a year.
Oh, yeah.
Because your brain cannot be like ready for a riddle.
That's right, Aaron. Riddles are bad. Tom Riddle is bad.
But Tom Brady's good. I eat my dookies.
All right. This riddle is called What Susie Observes. Susie Observes the Body.
Why does the title... Just say the first sentence, because the last couple you've been like, this one's called The Hissing Sound.
I love
there
that
was
Nathan,
a hissing sound.
I love that Nathan wrote titles for these. What Susie Observes.
Nathan, if you are on the if you are out there and still alive, you have an open invitation to come on the show. We will berate you. Yeah. We will interrogate you.
I want to know about what your life is and what led you to this fate.
We will make you cry.
Susie observes the body. Her report is filed, but not with the police.
Body crisis.
Explain. I'm body sorry. Of Christ. Body of Christ.
Eucharist.
Yes.
It's not a body of a person.
Transubstantiation.
Yes.
It is a body of a person.
No.
Okay. It's an animal.
No.
She calls animal control.
One more time.
Susie observes the body. Her report is filed, but not with the police.
Body of water.
No.
Body. Body rock.
No.
Body moving. Beastie Boys.
Yeah. No, yes, it's Beastie Boys. No.
Body.
So it's not an animal.
No.
Bug.
No. Body. It's a body.
Her own
what
body.
Else has a body? No.
Oh, car.
No.
Body.
Is it a mode of transportation?
No.
Is it the actor Body Hartley? What's that guy's name?
Is it the singer Ornament Jones?
Are you thinking of the football player Tom Body?
That's what it is. Body. What else has a body? Body of work. Shakespeare.
No.
Body.
It's something that you would observe.
You would observe.
Human body.
Stripper. Observes the body. No.
Observe the body.
Artist.
No.
When
shock the body. Shock the body.
You know
body.
What a secret thing about me is? Is I've always wanted to be like a nude thing for a bunch of painters.
That's stop.
If anyone out there, no, not like an individual.
If anyone out there wants Aaron, come over.
Aaron,
Aaron, you just opened up. You just opened up
Aaron,
the worst possible.
I have friends that have done that. I have friends that did that like in college and shortly after college. I think that you can like. Go to like an art annex and sign up for something.
I
like
did that,
yeah.
But I did it with only, I did puppetry of the penis.
Oh,
jeez. Where I just stand behind a curtain, put my penis out there, and then I make like little, I tie it in a knot, tie it in a bow, sling it over my shoulder like a continental soldier.
Oh, God. I did some nude modeling in college. It
did
was
you?
Some
supposed
nude
to be,
modeling?
It was nude modeling, and
nude
it was supposed
modeling.
To be for an art class, and they were supposed to draw a naked man holding a big bowl of fruit. But I love apples, so I could not keep my hands off of the fruit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got hard.
Yeah, I got hard, fucked all the apples.
And if you're 13 listening to this, I'm sorry.
But I also think that that's an obtainable goal.
And I'm
goal.
Sorry, too. And I
Missy,
will
you don't have a British accent. It's throwing me for a loop.
Wait. I don't have a British accent? I guess I don't.
This Susie's job is to observe this body.
Hmm. Body of...
Proof. Wednesday's TNT.
Is it a plant?
No.
Characters welcome.
Is it a kind of art?
No.
Body. Sade.
Okay, you guys want a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs a certain instrument to observe this body. She would not
saxophone.
She would not be able to observe this body without this piece of equipment.
Binoculars. Telescope. Body.
Correct.
Milky Way.
Yes, telescope. Yes, yes.
Body of stars.
Yeah, a... heavenly body.
Oh.
So Marcy's an astronomer who discovers a new heavenly body.
Susie.
I'm sorry? Susie is an astronomer who discovers a new heavenly body through her telescope.
Speaking of heavenly bodies, we're going to be right back after our sponsor, Victoria's Secret.
No, we're not. We're staying
I would love...
Here.
Victoria's Secret has its problems, but I'd love to be sponsored by them because I haven't bought a new bra in like 3 years.
Let's do a quick ad for Victoria's Secret.
Yeah,
Aaron,
do a
Aaron take it away.
Spot.
Hi, if you're like me, your bras are starting to disintegrate.
Excuse me, ma'am.
And,
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm a new father, and I am a new father to a teen daughter. It's like a big daddy situation, but
oh,
older.
You should get her a cake at Teen Cakes.
I already got her a cake at Teen Cakes.
I'll fuck off then.
Well, no, don't fuck off, but everybody knows Teen Cakes is the best cakes for teens. Ma'am, I was looking for a brassiere for my teen daughter, and I was hoping that you might be able to guide me into a correct experience.
Certainly. Well, first of all, I could help you find a bra that doesn't fit, because that's sort of my thing. The other thing is you're going to buy it a really ugly peach color forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you buy a bra, and then she'll keep it till her early 30s. Yes.
Erin, thanks for coming into the doctor's office. as your doctor, I do want to let you know that the physical turned out okay, but I am deeply concerned about when you strip down for your physical, your bra is basically disintegrated.
Yeah, but I'm stubborn and I'm very, very poor.
Okay, well, your skin has started to grow over the bra.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That will seep into your heart and kill you.
Yeah, well, we all have to die somehow, huh? Huh?
You shouldn't say that to a doctor. Here's $20. Use that as you see fit.
I'm going to buy a bunch of snacks. Bye.
Hey, Erin. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming into the Walgreens on Clark Street.
Sure.
And purchasing all these snacks. Mm-hmm. While you were in the aisle looking at the snacks, I noticed that you're very sick, and it seems you have some sort of bra/cancer thing. And
yeah.
I really just can't charge you for the snacks. Here's $20.
Oh, well, yeah, I get it, but yeah.
Erin, thanks for coming over to my house. Again, my name is Josh Radley, and I'm so excited you responded to my DM about coming over to Post Nude. I'm a huge Hey Riddle Riddle fan, and I just think it's so cool that you offered that up to your fans for you to come over and Post Nude. What a cool host you are.
Door slams down. Cops storm in. Everybody freeze. You're under arrest, Erin Keefe.
You know, that makes sense.
This has been a
stain. Here's my bra. And you have to just promise me one thing. You won't throw up when you see it.
See, Victoria's Secrets.
Oh, yeah. That's the full ad for Victoria's Secret.
So just send
Secret.
Us.
Honestly,
I guess
if
just
you're
send us a check.
A lady, yeah, please send me some bras. Let's do another riddle.
Speaking of another riddle, he could not see is the title of this one.
Mm-hmm.
When his eyes were uncovered, he still could not see.
Well.
I will give you a hint. This one is ultimately very unsatisfying, and it's the last one we'll do
he
out of this book
ocean.
For a while.
He could not ocean. And even when his eyes weren't covered, he could not ocean.
No.
It's midnight.
No.
It's like nighttime out.
Ornament Jones.
Yes.
It's Ornament Jones.
So it's not Ornament Jones, but the answer is it is a very specific figure.
Oh, it's William Tell.
When his eyes were uncovered, he still could not see. This is so fucked.
He could not see. This is when his eyes were uncovered. Is the person blind?
Are they dead?
No, and no.
When his eyes were uncovered, he still could not see. And is it like a historical figure?
No.
What do you mean specific person?
I didn't say person.
Oh. Eyes. It's an potato. Animal. It's a potato.
It's a fucking potato.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a potato. But the way that this answer is phrased, it just says, Mr. Potato's eyes are not for seeing.
Oh.
Wait, what's this guy's name again?
This guy's name is Nathan Potato.
No. What's his real name?
Nathan Levi or Nathan Levy?
Nathan Levi. Fans of Favorite Riddle, scour the internet.
Uh-huh.
Scour your local telephone books.
If you
get online.
If you live in Hightstown, New Jersey.
If you live in New Jersey.
And you've lived there for 30 years, tweet at us.
We need to find. We will not air any more episodes until we find Nathan Levi. We need to hold this man accountable for his war crimes.
His war crimes.
Oh, this man. Is like Goebbels and Goering Part 2.
I like him.
All right.
Nathan,
if
you're listening, Erin will come over to your house and post this.
I want Nathan Potato and Maria CBS to have a happy and long life together.
I'm sure this person's long dead. We have a listener-submitted riddle to end the episode. This is from Tom Amber. Tom writes, Hi, Old Man Puzzies and Co. This riddle is the most stupidly hard riddle I have ever heard of. It's not fun because it's stupid, but I thought it might be interesting to hear your thoughts. All right, so here's the riddle.
Our thoughts are that it's stupid.
Yeah, well, we might agree with you, Tom. Also, Tom Amber, if you rearrange the letters of Tom Amber, it spells Cold
Amber
Horse.
Tom.
Well, Cold Horse. Cold Horse, is that your?
Cold Horse?
Cold Horse.
I can't remember.
It doesn't actually matter. Fuck this podcast. Riddle. You see a letter that originated from senselessness. And that's capitalized for some reason. I'm not sure. You see a letter that originated from senselessness. What does it read?
Oh. That could be what?
There's two clues. Do you want the clues immediately?
Yes.
Clue one. The letter is not one that is posted. Clue two, there are hidden instructions to follow.
What the fuck?
Could you read that again?
This isn't even a riddle.
You see a letter that originated from senselessness. What does it read?
Is it the letter Y? Like, why the fuck? It's so senseless to send him this fucking riddle.
I don't know.
People who listen to the podcast, find Tom Amber.
No, leave him alone. He's great. He's smarter than us.
He's fine.
We hate educated people on the show. We hate when people are smarter than us.
He also said, hope you like it even if it's stupid. Love the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, wait. I like Tom.
Yeah, we love Tom.
Tom.
I don't know that we'll ever get this. So you want to hear the explanation? This is impossible to get.
What if Tom swallowed a mosquito? There'd be a mosquito trapped in Amber.
Well, no, it'd be digested.
Well, just give me this.
Are you guys ready for the answer? Yes. Or do you want to guess, Aaron?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can you give us a better hint?
So let me read the explanation.
Is it the letter, a letter of the alphabet?
It's a letter of the alphabet.
A.
No.
B. C. No. D. It's not Y?
S.
No.
Senselessness.
You stopped after D.
So if you're senseless, are we taking away
you
like taste,
see.
Smell, see, hearing? C. Is it the letter C?
No. I already said no to
Is
C.
it a potato?
No.
G.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. I. Wait, taste. But is
I'm
going to
give you the answer. I still
K.
don't understand this.
L. Okay. M-N-O-P. Q-R-S-T-U-V. W-X. Y and Z.
No, it's none of those. You see a letter that originated from senselessness. What does it read? The letter is not one that is posted. There are hidden instructions to follow.
So when it says letter is not one that's posted, it's saying it's not like a correspondence.
It's not like a correspondence. Like, yeah. It's a letter. You see a letter. Okay, here it is. The answer is E. Okay. And here's the explanation. If you read senselessness like instructions, i.e. sense-less-ness, and take the letters of ness away from the letters of sense, you are left with E. Ah, wow, so sense-less-ness.
Oh, I see.
So the letters N-E-S-S, well, or I guess the letters N-E-S are taken out of N-E-S-S are taken out of the word sense, and you're left with an E.
I got to say this.
Tom.
I have to say this.
What?
You have to say this.
I enjoy this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Tom did it, and we
Tom,
were mean to him, but Tom,
Tom
we appreciate
you. We will not
you.
Post another podcast. We will not do any more episodes until
you
we get to meet up in person and I get to buy you a drink.
Tom, you should come on the show.
Tom, come on the show.
Walk in and start recording with
Tom,
us?
I will say from the look on Adel gave, if he does buy you a drink, drink it very fast because I imagine the poison is in the ice, my dear boy.
And you should pee it out.
Pee it out. Pee that poison out. This is a very frustrating riddle, so I'm going to give it an F for frustrating, but I think it's very good.
I'm going to give it an E.
I'm going to give it an A for Adel approved.
Okay.
I think that's fantastic.
Thank you so much, Tom, for the riddle. If you have a riddle that you want us to read on the show, please send it in to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. And if you have just like something that you want to say, if you want to say hello, if you want to just talk to us, also write into hrrpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll maybe give you a little response on that.
You can always send us emails at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. We have merch up at TeePublic. Please check out our Patreon, which is launched or launching soon.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have you check that out. We're going to have all kinds of bonus content every week. We're going to have episodes that are very similar to this, but a little bit different with game show type stuff, road trip type games, special one-offs, all kinds of fun stuff. So please check that out.
Just little nuggets of Americana.
Just the American experience.
And we are changing our podcast name from Hey Riddle Riddle to Little Nuggets of Americana.
Yum nuggets. And check us out. You can see the three of us perform weekly at I.O. Chicago in the show World News Tonight. So please come see the show. And please, 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 if you do, stick around afterwards and say hi. And we'd love to meet you and
buy you a drink and make you drink the ice.
Buy a drink, make you drink the ice, take a photo and kill you.
Take a photo of the drink, kill the drink.
JPC, anything to plug?
You can just follow me on Twitter @JPSoFly or follow me on Instagram @SharkBarkman.
Follow me on Instagram @AaronKeefe10 to look at pictures of my niece.
Aaron.
Oh.
I have to tell you.
What?
One of the planets is in retrograde.
Uh-oh.
Do you know which one?
Is it Jupiter?
Carl Davis and Emily. That was a HeadGum Podcast.